have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It is Thursday again. What the? It is even the third Thursday of the month, meaning that tonight is the ladies' forum. Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question. And again, these questions are for those who want to know themselves. You will be shocked at what you will discover about self. So it's for you, not for those who don't want to know. You love living in your misery. You love your hell. You stay there. That's your right to say miserable. Which is most important to you? How people treat you or how you treat them? Which is most important to you? How people treat you or how you treat them? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever you're doing, robbing homes, break-ins, smoking pot and getting high, have car crashes, fighting on the freeway, or whatever you're doing, you can, or you're just working out at the gym, running or walking, you can be listening to the show. You can podcast, but you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. I think that's right. Let me see here. I don't see it in my packet, but I believe it's buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Yeah, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond. It says and Cash App. Bond JLP. Or Bond JLP Cash App. All right, it's a little confusing. And we are going to get to your super chats and everything. It is an amazing day already in so many ways. And we'll get to some of those ways as we move forward. But for now, it is Thursday. And because we love the Bible Thumpers, we have set aside Thursday to communicate with Bible Thumpers. They need a little bit more time and a little bit more patience because they're in the Word. And in the Word, it's difficult communicating with them. So we decided we love Bible Thumpers. So every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
What's going on?
There's a pastor.
Just be seated. What's going on?
Of a Baptist church. He wants the Holy Ghost. He's ready to have a new congregation. Whoa! He's ready to see the Holy Ghost move.
Amazing. I want the Holy Ghost. Just like the Bible, just like the Bible said. Amazing. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. We take all calls, though. 888-7753-773. So for a long time, now a long time, I've been encouraging you, as I do for myself, to know thyself. To know thyself. And what I've found, and some of you have found this too, is that you don't know yourself. You have this false idea who you are, your name, you say you belong to God, your job, your children, your marriage, if you're married, you say you are those things. But I'm like, that's who you say you belong to. That's your name. That's what you do. But who are you? And it's so amazing that you, most people, associate people and places and things with knowing themselves. They think what they do, where they live, who they think they belong to, God, and who they, what their family is, who they are, their color. I'm black, they say. I'm white, they say. And so because most people, some do, but most would never really know who they are. Just think about this. You can live your entire life not knowing who you are and having nothing but misery, and then you die that way, and you're stuck. Think about that. Or you could spend the rest of your life knowing who you are and have perfect peace and die that way. And you're still stuck, but in perfect peace. Think about that. And think about how miserable you are not knowing yourself. And you pretend not to be miserable, but you cry at night. Even if you don't cry tears at night, you cry thoughts at night. Oh, how lonely I am. I'm so afraid. I'm so empty. Oh, Lord, help me. I believe I have to go out and make more money. I believe I have to go out and be a better sports player or a better Christian. I need to go and do missionary work so I can be a better Christian. Or I need to have certain friends so I can be a better person, well-known, you say. I need to go to a missionary school to learn how to be a missionary. And then you cry at night. Because you think that's who you are. And you think that's your job given to you by God as a Christian. And then you cry at night. And the signs are there to tell you, no, 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 that's not it. And that's not it. That's not it. And you work harder. You get, well, maybe I need more degrees. That's what I'll do. I'll go back to school and get my master's, my bachelor, my PhD, my STD. You go back and get a, and pay more money and spend a lot of time getting another degree, and you get the degree, and then you cry at night. Because that's not it. And yet, you won't stop and question, what's going on with me? What's going on inside of me? What is it about me that I don't see? What's driving me? Am I in control of my own life? Or am I being driven by something else? Or you blame somebody else? It's your fault that I feel this way. It's your fault that I think this way. It's your fault that I'm jealous and envious and revengeful and have fear and cry at night. It's your fault. You made me feel that way. Never getting to know yourself. And then you go out and you work hard. You know what? I don't want to be a mother at home. That's not rewarding. The kids don't appreciate me. Kids don't appreciate parents. I want a job. I want to go out and get a job so that my job can worship me for such great work. And you go out and do it, and the kid suffers because you don't love them. And you go out and work hard, very hard, and get an award, and the office apply you, and for a minute, You are happy, and when that moment is gone, and it will go, it will flee, and then you cry. When the office is closed, everybody gone home, you and your little trophy is riding home, or riding home in the car, and the thrill is gone, and then you cry. What a sad way to live. And you're jealous of others and you want to hurt them. You build an army to support your misery to hurt someone else. And so you build an army to agree with you so you can feel good about wanting to hurt and gossip and hurt other people. And then you cry at night. And it's rare, very rare, but it's possible. But very rare do you find a man or woman who are physically good at what they do, sports or whatever it may be, but they still know something is wrong. And they are able to explain it, to express it to the world. What good is it to be good at what I do and yet rejoice in the thrill for a minute and then the thrill is gone? What is it all for? This is Bible Thumper Thursday. Know thyself. It's rare that you meet a man like Scotty. I don't know his last name, but it's rare that you meet a man like that. Here is from Sky Sports Golf. It's very rare, and they are out there. Not many, but they're around. You meet someone who is good at their game, physical game, sports or whatever it might be, but they can tell you, honestly tell you, What's the purpose? So I get a moment's thrill, and then something is still missing. Scottie Scheffler insists, and this guy has played it so well. We played this yesterday, but since it's Bible Thumping Thursday, and some people might have missed it, I wanted to play it again. Because rarely do you hear quote-unquote professionals being honest about the lack of fulfillment. In spite of getting all the trophy, they'll get on stage and say, yeah, this is so beautiful. I'm so happy. Thank you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm the man of the woman. I'm the woman. I won, I won. And you don't know that they go home and cry because you think the trophy and the applause that really made them. And then you work hard to get the same thing. And then you end up in the same ditch. Scottie Scheffler insists he could not care less about being favored for the opening this week. But Restless Daily, with his constant desire to enjoy more success. Watch this from Sky Sport. I really want to encourage you to pay attention to this. And maybe this will encourage you to get to know yourself. Watch this.
I'm not here to inspire somebody else to be the best player in the world, because what's the point? You know, this is not a fulfilling life. It's fulfilling from the sense of accomplishment, but it's not fulfilling from a sense of like the deepest, you know, places of your heart. You know, there's a lot of people that make it to what they thought was going to fulfill them in life. And then you get there and all of a sudden you get to number one in the world. And then they're like, what's the point? And, you know, I really do believe that, because, you know, what is the point? You're like, why do I want to win this tournament so bad? That's something that I wrestle with on a daily basis. It's like showing up at the Masters every year. It's like, why do I want to win this golf tournament so badly? Why do I want to win the Open Championship so badly? I don't know. Because if I win, it's going to be awesome for about 2 minutes. And then we're going to get to the next week, and it's going to be like, hey, you won 2 majors this year. How important is it for you to win the FedEx Cup playoffs? And it's just like, we're back here again, you know? So we really do. We work so hard for such little moments. And, you know, I'm kind of a sicko. I love putting in the work. I love being able to practice. I love getting out to live out my dreams. But at the end of the day, sometimes I just don't understand the point.
That is so deep and so true of every human being, male or female, never mind the color, is happening to every human being. Most don't know it, though. All that is seeking to know thyself would know this. But that's true. And for him, you know, to be in the public eye like that and to recognize that and then say it out loud is mind-blowing. Right on, Scotty. Here's where he talks about putting family over golf.
You know, that's why I talk about families being my priority, because it really is. You know, I'm blessed to be able to come out here and play golf, but if my golf ever started affecting my home life, or it ever affected the relationship I have with my wife or with my son, you know, that's going to be the last day that I play out here for a living. You know, this is not the be all end all. This is not the most important thing in my life. And that's why I wrestle with, why is this so important to me? Because, you know, I would much rather be a great father than I would be a great golfer. You know, that at the end of the day, that's what's more important to me.
Amazing. Why is so important to you to have friends? And a bunch of them, or even one. Why is it so important to you to stay in a relationship, marriage, dating, whatever it might be, friendship, when you're fighting? Why is that friendship, whether it's marriage, dating, or friendship, or whatever, why is it so important to you that you're fighting for it? And why don't you know if you got to fight for it, then something is wrong with you? Know thyself. The beginning of freedom is truly knowing thyself. And most people don't pay attention like Scotty. Why is it so important to you that you got to have 3 degrees? And then you have to let everybody know you have it. Why? Why is it so important that you need love? Oh, looking for love. Why is it so important that you ever have to fight with anyone about anything? Why can't you just lay your weapon down? Why do you have to fight back? Why? Here's where Scotty talk about ignoring wind counts and stand present. Why is this?
It doesn't really change year by year. You know, I don't look at wins and losses or stuff like that. I don't sit down at the beginning of the year and say, I want to win X number of times. I want to win this many majors. I want to win this many tour events. That's not something that I do. That's not something that works for me. You know, I have some dreams and aspirations that I'm always striving towards, but at the end of the day, I try to stay present. I try to practice hard each and every day. And I feel like for me, when I start looking too far into the future, I think I'm a bit of a procrastinator. That's how I always was in school. And so if it's like, if I wanted to look at my career and say, I want to win, let's say 5 majors, you know, I think sometimes when you're a human, you just have that invincibility where you're like, I'm just going to play professional golf my whole life. Like, this stage is never going to end. But, you know, ultimately it's not. And I'm only going to be doing this for a finite amount of time. And so what works best for me is just to stay present, continue to put in the work, which I would argue is probably the most fun part for me. I love being able to practice, and that's what I enjoy doing, and you know, just trying to get the most out of myself each day.
Amazing. Scotty must be doing the silent prayer. He must be doing the silent prayer. Most people don't practice staying present. When I counsel with people, I do truckloads of counseling by phone, Skype, or walk-in, family and individuals around the world. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com and make an appointment if you like it, or call 800-411-BOND. And when the people are crying and they're suffering, I listen, I pay attention, and then I ask, are you doing the silent prayer every day or night? And they pause. And the pause answers the question right away. Why don't you know by now? Your little hooping and hollering, praying to God is not working. Lord, please save me. Have mercy on me. Oh, I want this and I want that. And oh, Lord, I love Jesus and whatever. Why have you noticed that doesn't work? What is it that prevents you from practicing being present right here, right now, all the time? What is it that prevents you from knowing, living in your head, in the imagination, thinking about the past or the future is never going to bring you peace? Oh. You don't believe it's possible to have perfect peace on earth. I hear it all the time. I ask people, are you angry? At first, well, I don't have any anger. Do you get angry? Oh, I don't have it. Do you get it? Yeah, everybody does, they say. Everyone says the same thing. Everybody get angry. And they said, no one has perfect peace. And I often wonder, are you like asking everybody, do they have perfect peace? What made you think because no one has it, you cannot have it? Or because everyone is angry, you have to be angry, or you cannot overcome anger? Why do you think that way? Why do you compare yourself to others? Why do you try to be like others? Why do you think about what others are thinking about you? Why do you worry? Why are you stressed? That's not normal. That means something's wrong with you. When you're hurting, there's something wrong with you. That's not normal. Human beings were not created to hurt. If you're hurting, there's something wrong with you. You're not present with truth. If you're lonely, if you're stressed, if you're fighting your relationships, if you're whatever, there's something wrong with you. That's not normal. That is a lack of presence. That is a lack of putting first thing first. And one thing I want to tell you and remind those who I've already told it to, the truth is not and will not, ain't not, not going to compromise for you at all. It's not going to compromise for you. It's not going to feel sad for you. It's not going to feel sorry for you like human beings do in their fallen state. They, oh, I feel so bad for you. I feel so sad for you. You're stupid when you feel that way. You got problems. What are you doing feeling sad for someone? Who are you that you feel bad or sad for someone else or even yourself? Why don't you know that's stupid? That's dumb, that you're not present. And in some cases, you claim to be a Christian. Or you claim to be a Jew. Or Allah Uabba. Or Seventh-day Adventist. Or Jehovah's Witness. Or Catholic. Oh, God, Catholic got it bad. Or Mormon. You claim to be all those things, and you still feel sad for people. I feel so bad for you. I feel sad for you. I feel bad for myself. But why don't you have peace? Why don't you stay present like Scotty? Practice staying present where none of those things exist. You can have perfect peace. But you got to stay with peace. You can't be going off into the darkness of your imagination where nothing dwells there but evil and darkness and wickedness in high places. How are you going to have peace thinking about the past or the future? Think about that. You are thinking about the past. Where's the peace in that? And why are you thinking about the past? It doesn't even exist. And no wonder you're miserable, all in the name of Jesus. And you accept Jesus, and you call Jesus God. And you say you have a free will, but you're so stupid you can't even will yourself out of your own misery. Think about that. You have this power of free will, you say. Okay, so why don't you will yourself to have perfect peace? You say you have a free will. Free will, I think, and I'm black and I'm slow, mean that you can will yourself to have perfect peace. You can will yourself to have a clear mind. You can will yourself to have that perfect husband or perfect wife or perfect friends or perfect job. You can will yourself to stop thinking. Why don't you do it if you believe you have a free will? Or you can will yourself to always have nothing but good thoughts if you have a free will. But no, in your free will, you cry at night. Why don't you use your free will while you're laying up in bed or at the end of the party, the party about to end, last call for alcohol, and you start to tremble. Oh, God, if you're married, I got to go home to that old mean, nasty man, old husband of mine. Or that old nagging wife. Oh, Lord, I got to go home by myself. I don't want this party to end. Maybe I can find another club to go to. 888-77. But you won't use your free will, huh? And you have a free will. 888-7753-773. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Welcome back. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, and we are thumping up in here. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, and James Hake is on fire. Did you have a guest yesterday, Hake, or today?
Neither.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard you mention one.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about having Omar on.
Oh, okay.
But
and you said it out loud on your show.
I did indeed.
That's how I heard it.
Yep.
Oh, amazing. So, no guess. But, hey, he ain't got a good hair for nothing. La, la, la. Check out his La, La, La t-shirt of the Hake Report. Why is that on your ear?
Covering my ears, singing la la la.
Oh,
I don't like my music. I don't want to hear about Epstein. La la la. Don't tell me anything.
Amazing. From 9 to 11. Don't tell them anything. From 9 to 11, the Hake Report. And then he is not hiding nor running from ICE. He is not afraid of ICE. The American Anchor Baby, from 11 to 1 p.m. And he ain't afraid of no ICE. He's on fire. His energy is high. And the only other man that has as much energy as the American Anchor Baby is the Great White Hope. A gift given to both of them by God, from God. And the American Anchor Baby, not only is he not afraid of ICE, he support ICE. The Anchor Baby, isn't that amazing? From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, a brand new episode of the Fallen State.tv. A very... very, very interesting discussion with Flint Anderson, S-E-N, Anderson. He is the founder and executive director of the nonprofit organization Pain, Parents, and Addicts in Need. In need, indeed. Well, he doesn't say indeed. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you saying you used drugs at one time?
I did. Opiates.
That's a white man's drug.
It's everybody's drug now. I got clean and sober in 2001. And the next thing you know, I had parents calling me saying, can you help me with my kid?
Oh, okay.
Those of us that wind up in long-term usage, we have that love affair with it.
A lot of men and women are suffering because that order of God is not there.
Life is too short for all this nonsense.
All this mess.
It's a mess.
A real mess. Very interesting. You're going to be helped by this if you want help. The FatherState.tv, Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can become a member of the Father State. You can support it right there on YouTube channel there. And locals.com, JesseLeePeterson.com/locals. See, Dave, you confused me with that.
JesseLeePeterson.locals.com.
Yeah. White man always trying to keep the black man down. Amazing. So check it out. All right. Amazing. It's so interesting to me when I look at the world, it fills me with sadness. Oh, what a shame. I look at the fact that we all can be free. Really. You don't have to suffer. You literally don't have to live in misery. You don't have to be stressed. You don't have to be lonely. You don't have to look for love. You don't have to have children or family. You don't have to have a group of friends or not even one and have perfect peace. And most people don't have it. Just look at the hell on earth. And look at how evil and wicked and the games and the judgment that human beings play on each other and themselves. Because anyone that has resentment or anger is a murderer. And you murder your own self. I want, if you were paying attention, you would see this. When you're trying to hurt someone else with your anger because you're a murderer, you are murdering your own self from within. You don't even know it. The thrill you get is the dying, it's the murdering of self. When you think you're hurting others, but you're so lost, you don't even know it. 888-775-3773. And yet you say, Jesus is God. I have a will, free will. Christ said, and this is Bible Thumper Thursday, forgive them, they know not what they do. They can't see, they are asleep. And don't even know it. I remember when I was first allowed to see by the light. Really, I did not know I was asleep. My eyes were open, but barely breathing. I prayed to a God that I thought I believed in. Isn't that amazing? I did not know I was asleep until I asked the Father, what's wrong with me? Why am I so emotional? I go to church. I volunteer at church with the men's publicity committee, right? I pay tithe at church. I go down to the front of the church at the end of the meeting and let the preacher lay his hands on me and pray for me. And yet I cry. I'm afraid. I get lonely. I am unhappy. What is wrong with me, Lord? And I didn't know that I was asleep. I did not know it. And when he allowed me to see, I'm like, what the? And I have a little back. Because there's nothing to look back at or for. is only now. As Scotty said, he stay present. I tell you, I suggest to you, stay present, stay present, stay. Oh, I forgot to do the silent prayer. I forgot to be present. Within, why is it that your suffering didn't remind you to stay present? Let me go to Canada, where it will soon be the 51st state. Whether you like it or not. Ari, out of Canada. Ari, you're on the air.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
All is well.
Awesome, awesome. I got a question. When you ask, like, why do people...
Is something wrong with your phone?
You hear me?
I'll speak right into it and a little louder, I think.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
I can, yes.
All right. No, so when you ask, like, people, why do you care what other people think, or why do you care about their side, et cetera?
It's still not clear, Ari. Is it me, James, or the phone?
It might be speakerphone, or are you it on might a speaker be just a bad something? Connection, or I don't know.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, so Jesse, but then if you're asking people why they don't care, why do you care what other people think, or
right.
if they're sad, et cetera, then how come? And this is
hold on, Ari. Question. Hold on, buddy. Derek, find out what's wrong with his phone. And then let me know so I can go back to him. Don't hang up, buddy. Ari, I'll come back to you. Let me go to the 51st state and talk to Carlos out of Canada. Carlos, you're on the air. Carlos? Get off the speakerphone.
Mute.
Get off the mute. Okay, I told you. let me go. Ari, let's try Ari one more time here. They're telling me that he's is ready now. Let's try it again, Ari. Go on. Go ahead.
I just keep him clear enough.
Much better.
For real?
Than...
Oh, okay. So when you ask people, like, why they care about what other people think and what, you know, if they're sad or happy, et cetera, then I generally want to know, like, I'm not trying to be a smart ass or anything like this, but how come you do what you do? If, you know, trying to reach out to other people.
I'm not trying to reach out to other people.
So what's the purpose of the Jesse Lee Peterson show?
To point them back to the source that can help them, who can help them.
But why I care about that?
I don't care. If they start to work on themselves, good for them. If they don't, good for them. I don't care either way.
So it's like a form of paying back to the universe. I don't understand.
What you say?
Is it a way of you like paying back to the universe in your own way?
What are you saying?
Like helping people find or point them in the right direction. Like, if they're in the right or wrong direction, why not give your time back? You do care if you're giving your time every day, correct?
I don't understand what you're...
Well, he said, is it a form of giving back to the universe?
Who?
What you're doing.
Giving what back to the universe?
Giving back.
Giving back
in general.
No.
Because like,
I don't know what that means.
If it is
happening, Ari, I don't know it. I don't know what that means to give back to the universe.
Giving back to the universe?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
You don't know what that means?
What does that mean?
Well, the universe is good. Well, you gotta,
Ari, hold on, man. Don't hang up. Your question is so important, but your phone is so messed up. And it may be, is it raining in Canada? Hold on, don't hang up. Is Carlos ready?
Maybe so. He called back.
Okay. Carlos, out of Canada. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How you doing? Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. Speak up a little bit.
Yes, sir. How's that?
Better.
All righty. I just wanted to call because I wanted to give my White History Month.
Happy White History Month. And yes, give us a White History moment.
Well, I want to acknowledge a specific person, and I choose Clint Eastwood, the actor.
Right on.
Clint, yes, sir. Clint Eastwood was, I remember watching the movies like The Enforcer and what is that, Dirty Harry with my granddad, and my granddad has now expired since.
You did.
You know. Yeah. I used to watch a lot of his movies, and I liked the way how Clint Eastwood acted as a man. He didn't act as, like, being good or bad, but as, like, a man.
Yeah.
Like, he fought what was for what was right, and, he's a pretty dang good actor, too, and he's still living today, so there you go, Clint Eastwood. And he's a great American, too. So
right on for Clint Eastwood. Happy White History moment. And we're going to get to the plot sound in a minute as soon as I keep doing it. Amazing! Thank you, Carlos. I appreciate it.
No problem, Jesse. You have yourself a good morning, okay?
I will, buddy. And happy White History moment.
Thank you, sir. Happy White History Month.
All right. Amazing! So, should I try Ari one more time?
Yeah.
Okay. Out of Canada, Ari.
Hey, Jesse.
Oh, that's much better, man. Let's see if we can keep it that way. So what do you mean, give it back to the universe? How do you do that?
Well, I mean, this is my personal thought. I mean, when something goes your way, right, there's a force that helps that, whether people, you know, want to call it blessings or luck or et cetera, you know, there's a force, that force come from somewhere, right? And it's just, and I don't know, just to be easy with it, I'd say the universe, like the force of the universe, right? People got bad days, people got good days, but you know when you're given a gift or like a blessing or something special, right? Or something happened, like, and then you feel, and people, I'm not sure if you felt that yet, but it's like almost like a gratitude that you want to return, right? A favor. You know how to do it, so the only way you do it is saying, oh, I want to help somebody else, right? And that's just pretty much what I mean. I'm not articulate with my words or anything like that, but
right. That's
the gist of it. You know what I mean? So it's like,
but I don't understand, give it back to the universe. How do you give back to the universe? And where in the universe are you giving it to?
Oh, second part of that question.
Suppose the universe is flat.
I guess we could say that, but well, let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. You introduce a style of prayer, and then there's individuals, right, who call back on the show and they give their gratitude, you know, the style of prayer, et cetera, et cetera. And there's a feeling there, you know, of accomplishment or of, you know, people finding something or being able to connect to something. Whatever it is that individuals feel is different for each person, you know, I believe. But your word and what you tell other people uplifts their spirit in a sense, right? And that is a form of energy, right? That energy doesn't just die off. It goes on for a minute, right? So, and what's just as big as that is what the universe. So like the energy you give off, good or bad, it gets spread out there one way or another, right? So that's what I was asking. It's just because you have so much time counseling other people. So there has to be a care in you of where other people end up.
If I cared, I wouldn't be doing this work.
How's that?
Because caring would be, if I cared, it would be all selfish and emotional, and if people didn't do it, I would be hurt by it or mad, or when they did the silent prayer, I'd be happy or whatever. And so it'll be all about my ego. rather than wishing them well. So I don't, there's no way I can care and do what I do. Because what's happening through me has nothing to do with me. And so I can take no credit for it at all. And if I care, that would mean I'm trying to take some form of credit for it. But when you wake up, you lose the idea of caring anyway. You overcome those emotions, which are evil. They have nothing to do with love. It's all about self.
Yeah, projected memory is what you see. You know, you see something, you know, that I'm more unfortunate, or somebody in a position that's more unfortunate than yourself, for instance, right? I mean, there is a thought there. I don't know. Some people feel pity, which is one thing. People feel sad, which is another. People feel like they just generally want to, you know, oh, I want to help. Let me.
But those hand people, this, or, those people, you know, lost when they do that.
When those people are lost, if it comes, if your first instinct is to help, you're not thinking about it. Right? You say, "Oh, here," you know. You generally just want to.
No,
feel
they're lost, and it's all about self, and they feel good when they want to help.
Okay, so can I ask you one more question then about it?
Yes, sir.
When people pass away, do you believe in a form? Doesn't matter which form, but a form of an afterlife, of eternity.
There is eternity, and it's right here, right now.
And that's why you're saying don't be careful. Life
is right here, right now, and if you don't live now, in the present, in eternal life, you're not going to live an eternal life when you drop your body. You'll be in an eternity life, but it'll be darkness of dark. It'll just be more what you have now. And there would be no way out of it.
So why not experience love or experience fear, whatever, if it's only momentarily here? Because if you're going to go into darkness anyway, you know, might as well.
You don't have to go into darkness. That's your choice to stay into darkness.
And you really believe somebody, they would choose to stay in darkness if they really wanted to help people or generally care for other beings?
The reason they want to help people and care for other people is because they're in darkness, and they love their darkness, and they love the thrill of thinking that they care and they want to help other people. That's why they do
it. Or what if they're just the ones around who can do it, or they're the only ones who can, if they do it, then what? You know what I mean? It's like
I don't know
maybe it's responsibility. Well, I mean, like, okay, let's just say there's a group of, I don't know, three friends, and they see a homeless person. This is a hypothetical, right?
Right.
They see a homeless person, and, you know, two of them, one is, let's say, low income. The other is whatever. And the one kid always has more than enough couple bucks in his pocket, right, from the candy store. Two of them, they really can't do it.
Your phone truly messed up, and it sounds like you really want to have a real conversation. When you get to work on your phone, call me back.
All right, Jesse, we'll do it.
All right, buddy.
If you don't hear from me, have a good day, though, still.
Okay, not today, but call me tomorrow, another day. But work on your phone. I got to take a break. And then when I come back, two more hours to go. 888-775-3773. I believe Ari was trying to make some very interesting points, but I can hear back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge,
at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
There's a whole lot of mess going on in the world, but there's a little bit of cleaning up going on. James Comey, Jim Comey's daughter, who may have been a Hillary Clinton supporting Women's March attender, and Jim Comey's supposedly a Republican, but all the women in his family, and maybe even a son, are liberals, pro-Hillary Clinton liberals from back in the day. She got fired. Or she's, you know, off the case. She was in the Epstein and Diddy cases. She was a federal prosecutor. Dismissed. Based. And Doge cuts. Nice. 51-48 overnight vote. Senate passed the spending cuts, which is good news, I think. Helping to clean up the mess. And also USAID drama. USAID wants to feed the world. Because they're mama evil. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, July 17th, 2025 A.D. The Women's Forum is tonight, ladies. That's the third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. And so do join JLP. Be there or be Red Square. Don't be a communist. Come to the Women's Forum. Ladies only. No men allowed. Church on Sunday for everybody. Men's Forums are first Thursday of the month. Women's Forums third Thursday. Again, rebuildingtheman.com/events. And Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports. Oh, by the way, there is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news. So that's 888-77-JESSE. 1-888-775-3773. It's JESSE, no I in Jesse. Maureen Comey. Nice. That's a nice name, Maureen. Probably about 36 years old, maybe. I'm not sure. A federal prosecutor S in the cases against accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein and hip hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs. She's been fired. Nice. I don't even know anything about her except for those things that I mentioned earlier. Although a reason for the dismissal was not immediately clear, she's also the daughter of James Comey, the former FBI director. He's tall, by the way. And a critic of our greatest President Trump. And a rhino. A lame-o. And she's maybe even worse. It's terrible. And so Doge cuts in a 51-48 overnight vote. The Senate passed the spending cuts proposed by the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. They sent the package to the House to Republicans, so-called. Senator S. Susan Collins of Maine, who chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee, and Senator S. Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. They opposed the measure. They're women, right? So-called Republican women, right? They opposed the measure and raised concerns about the potential for adverse consequences. The bill would slash $9 billion in federal funds that Congress had already approved. Roughly $8 billion will be pulled from the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, programs, which is a good thing, right? We're America first. And another $1.1 billion will be withdrawn from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which helps fund NPR, far-left extremist communist NPR, and, to be honest, the subversive communist, I call it, liberal anyway, PBS. And liberal is communist. Let's be honest, right? PBS. That's like Sesame Street and all that stuff. The Doge cuts must pass in the House by Friday. So pray for Doge cuts to pass, I guess. I don't know. I'm taking sides. The U.S. plans to destroy nearly 500 metric tons, and what are metric tons but 1,000 kilograms, which is 2,205 pounds, roughly. So it's more than 2 tons. Well, whatever. I don't know what they said. 500 metric tons of taxpayer-funded emergency food, so said the State Department. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. It's Thursday. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And the biblical question, a doozy. Which is most important to you? How people treat you or how you treat them? Which is most important to you? How people treat you or how you treat them? Amazing question. Know thyself. The beginning of perfect peace is to know thyself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the show. We are heard around the world Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. So we different talk. I was counseling with someone yesterday, speaking of time zones. And I believe it was like 7 a.m. in their country. And I believe it was Australia. It was 7 a.m. And it was like 2 or 3, I believe, in America. And I'm like, wow. And it was like already Thursday there, even though it was Wednesday here. All right, so you have already had a whole day. And now you have started a new day. You having Thursday. How was your yesterday? Isn't that weird? Hey, oh, is that weird? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
I guess so. It's interesting.
Just think about that. It was Thursday morning there at 7 a.m. And then it was Wednesday evening here.
It's pretty cool.
Or afternoon.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to somebody who already had a full Wednesday. I'm like, did it rain on Wednesday? What happened?
It's mind-boggling.
It is.
Ball Earth, baby.
Evidently.
Obvious globe.
But where was I? Oh, so we are heard around the world. So you should podcast the show, and you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad, no matter what you're doing. Whatever, working out, it doesn't matter. You can by calling the listen line on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131 or 31. I mean, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. We take all calls, but every Thursday, because we love the Bible Thumpers. And by the way, happy White History Month. Happy White History Month. We gotta celebrate with our friends. White History Month. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord!
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President sure. Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't. They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why? Why? Why?
Why, George, Lord?
Why, George, God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. Amazing. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Here's my question to you. And again, I have nothing to give. But what I do have, I point you back to the Father. I point you back. For those who want to go back home to the Father, I'm pointing you back to the Father, back to perfect peace, back home to the Father. Because every man and woman, a child, has been turned away from home, been turned away from the Father. And what's missing in your life, that little void you have, that little emptiness you have, is not for outer source at all. It's not yearning for anything on the outside. It's a yearning for the Father. And every man, every male, female, woman, I mean child, whether male or female child, don't, whatever, you have been turned away from the Father, and you lost in the wilderness of your imagination. You're out in the wilderness. Baby, it's time to come home. If you want to go home, and the Father will kill the fatty calf when he looked down the road and see you coming back home. My son, my daughter, is coming home. Kill the calf. Run out into the pasture and get the best calf out there and kill it, and let's celebrate. He rejoices when you return home. I want to know from you, do you have belief or knowing? Do you think you can believe in God and know him and be of God? I haven't met one person yet, not in my whole lifetime. Think about that. And I've been around for a minute now, and I haven't met one person, Christian or non-Christian, Jew, Gentile, whatever, Allah, Abba. I haven't met one person that believed in Jesus and know God. Belief will not. Belief prevent you from knowing God. Think about that. God don't need you to believe. What the? Everyone that say they believe in God have no clue of knowing him. Here's a man that explained, and I've heard this, but I have not listened to it closely. So as I'm playing it for you, I'm listening to it myself too to see what I see about it. Here's a video of a man explaining the difference between belief and knowing. Watch this from TikTok.
Difference between,
I think I'm a white man.
Belief versus no.
Yeah.
No, do you believe?
I believe I am a white man.
Don't you know that belief is a doubt?
How is belief a doubt?
Eh?
How is belief
because
a doubt?
You cannot believe something and know it.
If you to Allah.
In my poor brain, wait.
Anger.
I cannot believe it and know it.
No. And you can only believe in what you don't know.
I like that. You can only believe in what you don't know.
You don't know.
That's why you have to believe it.
Yes.
Ah.
Now, do you believe in your mother and father?
No, I know my mother and father.
Yeah. So, but you might believe in Jesus.
I might believe in Jesus.
Because you don't know Jesus.
I've never met him.
Now you can only believe in what you don't know.
True.
So know that belief is a doubt.
That's deep. That's like bringing home mama. Bringing her home to me. Yeah. And everybody want to believe. Do you believe in Jesus? The preacher asked. When you bring it down to the front of the church, do you believe in Jesus? Yes, I believe in Jesus. And you walk away lost, never knowing God or Jesus. Isn't that amazing? Jesus doesn't need you to believe. If you want to know God, you got to stop believing. Leave belief behind, and you will get to know him. Here's the same man explaining how we're not our bodies. Watch this from TikTok.
All right. Listen to this conversation.
Go on, yourself.
If I get water,
yeah,
it's quite simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
I get a black one,
yeah,
a white one,
yeah,
a blue one, and a yellow one, and I fill them with water and seal them.
Yeah, okay.
When you look, would you see the water?
You can't see the water at all.
What would you see?
Nothing, just the white or the black.
You would see the different colors.
The different colors.
And if you trust those eyes of yours,
yeah,
you're going to believe that they're different, aren't you?
I will believe it.
Until you go and taste them.
Correct.
And what are you going to discover?
That it's all just water.
All one. One missing diversity, we call it.
Yeah.
Now you see all these human beings that you see.
Yeah.
Who believe that they are Japanese, Chinese, blacks, and whites.
Yeah.
They are the same. And if you go to any one of them, excuse me, sir, what color is your mind? You hear what he said?
He doesn't know what color his mind
no.
is.
No, go and ask a Japanese, he don't know either.
No.
Because we are spirits living in different color physical bodies. We are not our bodies.
Amazing. What do you think about that, Anchor Baby?
I like that guy. I like his accent. That's the beginning, no? Knowing what you don't know. He's kind of giving, he's telling you where to start. So I like that.
Amazing.
You got to know what, the moment you know what's missing, you can at least start there.
Know thyself. Really? Know thyself. If you want. If not, you can just stay in your illusions. It's okay with me. It's okay with God. It's okay with Jesus. It's okay with the truth. It's up to you. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my. Josh, happy White History Month.
Hey, happy White History Month.
Thank you, sir. Man.
All right. I was calling for the biblical question.
Which is most important to you? How people treat you or how you treat them?
I'd say that neither is important to me at all.
And why did you say that?
Neither. Because I don't have control over that. It's like I treat people horribly, and I can't help it. And then other people treat me horribly, and I see they can't help it. So it's like the ego that wants that. It's important to the ego. It's not important to me or anybody else.
And when you say you treat people horribly, give me that example if you can of how you treat people that is such a bad way.
How about in thoughts, just in the constant thoughts that are judging people like horribly.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah, it's like, even like you were talking the other day about if you look at a woman in a lustful way, you already committed the sin.
Right.
If you're not aware of it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing when you're judging people with thoughts. If you're not aware that you the thoughts are judging people, that's the you treat that person horribly even without even doing anything.
Interesting. In your head.
Yeah.
Amazing. Very interesting.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate that, Josh. I will I can't respond, though I want to, but I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. That's amazing.
All right.
And Josh, do you tell people, you say Happy White History Month when you're out and about?
I have not done it.
And why not?
I mean,
not that you have to, but why not?
I think it makes people uncomfortable.
It does.
It makes, yeah.
Why do people? Like, why are people uncomfortable by celebrating White History Month? No one is uncomfortable celebrating Black History Month, Woman History Month, Gay History Month, Female History Month, Mama History Month, Alawaba History Month, Mexican History Month, Jewish History Month. Why are they uncomfortable with White History Month?
I'd say we've been brainwashed to not like white people in society, or to it's awkward to say this is a white country. America is a white country. People get uncomfortable by even, but it's true. It's majority white. It's founded by white, but people get uncomfortable if you just say, hey, this is a white country.
Even white people get uncomfortable when you say
even white people, right.
When you say Happy White History Month by their own country.
Yeah.
Also, I noticed that when you say Happy White History Month to white people, and anyone, a lot of other people, they laugh as though they can't imagine. Oh, here's what I realized, too. When you say Happy White History Month to people, they're like, every day is White History Month. And I don't know what they mean by that. Do you?
Yeah, it's like white people are the dominant race in America. So that's why they call us minorities. You know, it's like, we're the weak minorities. People have this in their head, I guess.
But how is everyday White History Month? It's White History Month, they say. I don't know what they mean when they say that. I really don't.
Yeah.
And you say?
I'd say it's just brainwashing because, you know, everything, it's everybody deep down knows that America is a white country. The white neighborhoods are the best. Everybody wants to be like white people deep down inside.
So is every day white? I mean, is every day White History Month? I mean, white history?
No.
And so have anyone said that to you?
A long time ago, some guy said white people shouldn't get a History Month.
In their own country.
Yeah. Yeah. It's some deep stuff going on there.
Yeah, what a mess. Josh, thank you, man. I do appreciate it. And I'll put my little two cents on Monday, on a Sunday. And thank you for your support.
All right. No problem. Thank you, man.
All right. Amazing. Yeah. Somebody, Anchor Baby, is proved all the other history months have been out of jealousy, according to the Anchor Baby. 888-7753-773. Jamil, out of New Jersey. Jamil, you are on the air. Jamil? Is it Jamil, right? He may be on mute. Is he Black?
I think he is.
Oh, God. All right, hold on, Jamil. Just in case you're on mute, let's do Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Chow Yun Cat asks,
Yes,
this is yesterday. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Mark 8:36.
Baba Thapa Thurston, thank you. Time. Amazing, absolutely.
T. Smith bought a Cash App for coffee. Heart faces. Face with hearts.
Nice. Thank you.
Anthony says illegals are scammers. And Anthony says, fear of the devil drawn to those who are not.
Illegals JM. Are a mess.
Yeah.
The fear of the devil what?
Fear of the devil drawn to those who are not.
Oh, JM. Amazing.
And he says, living in rewind, fast forward to pause to play.
Thank you.
That's over on Cash App.
Right on. Thank you.
Shout out to Elijah.
Elijah.
Games for Rec, 555-555-565, and the rest of the supporters on the D Live crew yesterday.
Thank
Very
you.
Cool.
Amazing.
Five coffees from Eric. It's fascinating how many people call in with a problem before doing the silent prayer. If you're not doing the silent prayer, you're possessed by the devil. Do it right now. Any excuses? The devil talking. Can you see now?
Scotty said he practices stand present. He's consonant with that. Isn't that amazing? Did you listen to the video from Scotty?
Yeah.
The golf player?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Pretty cool.
I don't want to put words in your mouth.
It was nice.
Amazing.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amazing. Thank you.
And everybody can relate.
Yep.
Eric, 10 coffees. Very generous. How to just be. Never identify with I. There is no I. I think. I feel. I am. Who? Nope. There's no I. And then I forget, and then I cry.
And then you cry. Thank you. Amazing.
Not Archangel Gabriel bought a coffee. Hey, Ardeen, since you love black so much, why don't we do a swap? You can have my South African passport. I'll take your American passport. 90% black country, you'd love it. Of course, you'd have to avoid getting attacked by them. What a mess. Ardeen, because of time, do you love white people? This is Gabriel.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony,
nice.
NEA, one big communist mess.
What a mess.
NEA, National Education Association.
I believe that's what the Great White Hope is getting rid of, Donald Trump, right?
That's the Department of Education. That's different from the NEA.
What's the NEA?
National Education Association, I think.
Oh, okay. That's a union or something?
Let me look. 3 million people. It's a teacher's union.
Oh, what a mess.
Terrible.
What a mess.
Argalunas.
Thank you, though.
Argalunas, no message.
Thank you.
And pardon me if I'm butchering your name, Argalunas. Long-time supporter. Aries 1, also a little diamond sticker thingy.
Thank you. Amazing.
Uncle Ruckus, how about the Breakfast Club going off on neon? Must be a movie reference. I haven't seen that movie, actually.
Me either. I've not even heard of it.
Oh, the Breakfast Club? It's a classic.
What?
Not that I've seen it.
Oh.
It's a classic. It's from like the 80s.
Oh, the movie?
It's a white movie.
What's it called?
The Breakfast Club.
Okay.
That's
amazing.
Super Chatter's talking about some recent events.
Oh, never mind. They must be talking about something other than the movie.
Some person on some show.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you, baby. ALL says, knock, knock. Who's there? Your Bible thumping neighbor.
Nice. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet on pills.net. 117 gold pills. 17th day of White History Month. And July just feels white.
July just feels white.
Oh, Lord. Let's
Happy
go.
Happy White History Month.
Let's go cooning.
Oh, Lord. Not George. Amazing. Thank you.
Dominic with a coffee. No message.
Thank you.
Thanks as always.
Yeah.
Jacqueline bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse and crew, what an amazing show so far today. Thank you for sharing the story about Scotty the golfer and relating free will with last call for alcohol. I learned so much from listening to you. Hearts around my face.
Thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Really, just stay with it. Surrender to the light 100%. Surrender to the truth, and it will change your life. It will do it for you. Amazing. Thank you.
And from No Mo Thoughts, Jesse, I've noticed I get irritated around my parents despite forgiving them. Should I avoid their company? Also, I forget to silent pray when taking overnight trips with friends like hotels, camping, etc. Should I avoid these situations as much as possible?
Suffer and die. What the? I mean, when you want to go, go. If you don't, don't. But let's say you decide you want to be around your parents. And you notice you're getting irritated. Just notice it. Be glad to rejoice in times of tribulations. Tribulations work as patience. So when you see that you're aware that you're feeling irritated around them, just be glad to see it. Do nothing about it. Don't deny it. Just stay aware of it and talk to them, deal with them, and then go. All right? But don't run away from it. And if you want to be around them, be around them. And if you don't, don't. You are the ruler of your own life. It's up to you. Amazing. I wish you well. Thank you.
Superman's daddy bought a coffee. This is all on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk when we say bought a coffee. Good morning, men. My recommendation for White History Month, shout out to the whites, by the way.
Shout out.
But my nominee is Chuck Norris. Born back in 1940, still going because even the Grim Reaper doesn't come for Chuck Norris. He dies when he's ready. Amazing.
White History Moment. Thank you. Happy White History Month.
Greenwall with a diamond says, happy birthday, Hake. Party emoji. Thanks, man.
Speaking of White History Month, and you got to it before we can say it. Not only is it Bible Thumper Thursday, not only is it White History Month, today is Hake birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday, Hake.
Thank you, man.
Amazing.
Thank you, guys.
Amazing.
Sweet.
Happy birthday, Hake. And today you are
44.
Once I was 44 years. Happy birthday.
Thanks. Much appreciated.
And so what is it like being born in July? White History Month. And you white.
It's my favorite month. It's summertime. It's hot out, but I can go swimming or whatever. And it's a thrill having a birthday in the middle of July.
White History Month.
Yeah.
Well, happy White History Month, man.
Thank
you. Are you celebrating today?
I am.
You are?
Yep.
By doing what?
I'm going to work. I'm doing the opening up for the Women's Forum. And maybe I'll get some exercise and outdoor time in between.
Amazing.
Working the Women's Forum.
Maybe we have a little piece of something for you around here.
You know me. I always have had plenty.
I know. That's for sure. Well, happy White History Month, Hake.
Thank you.
Amazing.
And speaking of, Elijah gave a diamond. Who is brainwashing us into hating white people? Star of David emoji. Emoji.
Happy White History Month. Thank you.
Shout out to the Jews. We love them.
I love the Jews, and I love Israel.
Oh,
amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be... Oh, no, hold up. Uncle Ruckus gave one saying, I heard that Chuck Norris got bit by a snake, and after 3 days of excruciating pain, they had to put the snake down. A white history hero.
Amazing. Thank you.
And let me just double-check over on the YouTube stuff, because sometimes I do miss stuff. Uncle Ruckus says, White History Month, the Wright brothers, W-R-I-G-H-T, and American inventors, aviation pioneers who are credited with inventing, building, and flying the first successful airplane. Right on, the Wright brothers.
Amazing.
Love
Happy
it.
White History Month. Thank you for that White History moment.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that. Oh, no, Mark says, hey, much love and blessings. July just feels white. Strong arm and emojis. Have some cake. Thank
That's
you.
That's right. That's amazing you're born in White History Month.
Yeah.
That's like deep.
Yep.
It can't get any better than that. Thank you all so much. I do appreciate it. Let me try Jamil out of New Jersey one more time here. Jamil, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Happy White History Month.
Thank you. Happy White History Month to you as well. I love the whites.
your phone sound a little far off. Let me take a break. Don't hang up. I got to take a quick break. Derek will work with you on the phone when I come back straight to you. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. We have a fundraising drive going there. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, and support it. All right? We're trying to raise up to 50 or more thousand to take us through the summer here at work. And whatever you can do to help, I appreciate it. And some of you are helping out without me even asking you to help because you realize you've been helped. But some people got to remind them. So go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And if you want to mail it in, the P.O. Box is right there at rebuildingtheman.com/donate. The P.O. Box is listed there. All right. And also for personal shout-outs, I do them for you. Birthdays, weddings, anniversary shout-out, whatever the occasion is, go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. All right. Let me go. Let's try Jamil. I'm being told he was on there. Were you on the speakerphone, Jamil?
Yeah, my bad. I was driving. I'm pulled over now.
Okay, go ahead. You're on there.
Can you hear me well now?
I can hear you.
All right, sweet. So I got a question about a Bible verse in the Old Testament because, I don't know, I grew up reading the, I wasn't always in church, but when I was, it was always related around the gospel and that God is love and is perfect, and evilness and violence and things like that are not associated with God. But sometimes when I read the Old Testament, it's like it's not like that. And I was going to ask you about this instance in 1 Samuel. When God appointed Israel's first king, King Saul. And in the beginning of 1 Samuel chapter 15, God actually, because they had enemies in the surrounding areas or whatever, so God actually commanded the Israelites and King Saul to murder all of the Amalekites. I think I'm saying it right. It was like a people group that had issues or whatever with Israel. So he orders the Israelites to slaughter all of them. It actually says to not leave any animals, women, or children, to get rid of everybody and everything. And then King Saul, he saves like the best cattle, or I think he saves like a few women or something. And God is actually so furious with him that it says in 1 Samuel 16 now, a bit later that an evil spirit from the Lord attached itself to King Saul. And I was wondering, because in the gospel and what you teach and what I've also known about God, how do we interpret Old Testament passages like that? Specifically, 1 Samuel, where it says that the evil spirit of the Lord went on to King Saul. How do we interpret that?
By not interpreting it.
By not interpreting it.
Yeah, but if you really, we gotta realize, not happen, but God allowed things to happen as he does now. If you want to be living your misery, your emotions, your insecurities and doubt, he would allow that to happen. He's not going to force you to overcome or return to him. And if you want to be evil, he'll let you stay evil. He's not going to force things to happen. You got to volunteer and totally surrender to him.
Right. But I guess what I'm wondering is, how could God have an evil spirit if God is love?
Well,
or are they talking about Satan?
Yeah, they're talking about evil, but not God's spirit. God's spirit is a perfect love, and in him there is no evil.
So do you think the author of 1 Samuel 16, well, the verse I'm talking about is 1 Samuel, if anyone wants to look it up, it's 1 Samuel 16, verse 15. 1 Samuel 16 and 15. Where it says that an evil spirit from the Lord got onto King Saul and began to torment him. Are they saying that that came from God?
No. It doesn't mean like it came from his nature. Is that what you're asking?
Right. That's what I was confused about, because
it's like you send a gift to someone, right? Let's say you send someone a gift. And the gift is from you, but you're not the gift. It didn't come. It's something you sent to them, but it wasn't from you.
Okay, got you. Right. And I also had a question, because I remember a couple of weeks back you said God allows no one to suffer, but in this verse it appears to me that God did allow Saul to suffer because he didn't murder
God
everyone.
God doesn't cause anyone to suffer. But he'll let you suffer if you want to suffer. Look at the world right now. Look at your family members. Look at maybe even you, but look at people suffer because they love their misery. They don't want to overcome it. And so he's going to allow you to stay there because you love your own personal hell. But
right.
He's not causing you to suffer, but he is allowing you to because that's what you want.
That's deep. I totally agree with that, especially in today's world. And I guess sometimes when I read the Old Testament, it's like different from the gospel. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, the way that God deals with Israelites or other people is different than how I grew up knowing God. Have you ever read across those verses? Like,
you probably,
where God will, like, destroy people?
You probably grew up, maybe, and I don't know, but when you were growing up, they were more New Testament than Old Testament.
Right.
So you know that the job is done, it's finished, and all you got to do is live. But in the Old Testament, it wasn't done yet. It wasn't finished. It was working its way up to now. Have you noticed that? Do you love suffering?
Do I love suffering?
Right.
Truthfully, some suffering I like, but I'm trying to erase that nature, though. I didn't know that I like suffering. It was just the suffering that it was all that I knew, so I, like, auto-suggested. Like, I always went back to suffering because it was all I knew.
And why is it that some suffering you like even now?
Some suffering, like, for example, with pot, right? Let's say pot. I've been smoking since I was, like, younger. That's a suffering that I still kind of indulge in because it's just so, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a part, not a part of me, but it's a part of my ego, and it's who I've developed, who my ego has developed into. But it does cause me to suffer. Like, you kind of go unconscious when you're high and stuff. So it does cause me to... I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, that's an example of a kind of suffering that I guess I've been used to my whole life.
And so you love that?
Well, I'm trying to break free from that. And I'm like a couple of days clean. And I'm still trying to go on, you know. But I don't love it anymore.
How are you trying to break free from it?
By not smoking it.
Oh, okay. Well, you're not going to break free in that way.
What do you mean?
If you want to break free of it, you're doing the right thing by not smoking it, of course. But if you want to be free from it, you got to become aware of it, that you have this desire from it, before it, and that you do want to overcome. And the awareness will cause you to overcome, because what's going to happen is the awareness will cause you to overcome the reason why you smoke the pot. Because if you just overcome the pot, but the reason is still there, you're just going to find something else to take the place of the pot, because you will still have a problem.
Right.
Only reason people smoke pot is because they have inner conflict.
Right. You used to smoke pot, right?
Yeah.
And you had inner conflict?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. I noticed that because I called you yesterday about my ex, and she was really into eating at one point. And that was like her version of pot.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
The inner conflict and what makes you feel better is like eating something or maybe drinking or sexing or whatever.
When she eat, if what you said about it is true, when she eat, it's no different than you smoking a pot.
Yeah, I can see that.
There's no difference at all. It's to cover up the pain, the conflict. She's trying to find freedom in pot. I mean, in eating, in the same way you try to find it in pot.
Right, right.
And it become your God, and it will destroy you.
Yeah.
If you don't overcome it.
That's very true.
Yeah. Amazing.
That's very, very true. One more quick thing. I noticed it's White History Month. You still have not had the smartest white man on this side of heaven yet for this month.
He's coming on at the end of the month.
Oh, sweet.
Bill Lockwood?
Yeah, Bill Lockwood.
Yeah, he's here at the end of every month.
Oh, word? Okay.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Right on.
I can't wait. I love when you have guests.
Right on.
And shout out to Bill Lockwood.
Oh, man, shout out, Bill, and happy White History Month, Bill. Yeah, he'll be here on the end of the month. Thank you,
amazing,
man.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it, Jesse.
You're welcome. Amazing. Let me go to Australia and talk to Emmanuel. Emmanuel, happy White History Month. You are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Happy White History Month.
Well, happy White History Month. July just feels white.
Feels white.
That's right.
Yeah, all right. So my question for you is, what should I do in this situation that I'm in? So I made a baby out of wedlock. I'm 25 right now. And just, I can see my daughter getting angry and, you know, just acting out of control and stuff. And I treat her with like love and patience and stuff like that, but I can see that she's getting angry. And so her grandmother, the mother of my child's mother, she got CPS involved, Child Protective Services, and And so like I get to see her only like twice a week, sometimes once only, and it's just difficult, you know. Should I take her to court, or, you know, I mean, to try to gain custody or something like that? What do you recommend?
How old is your daughter?
She's 2 years old right now. She's going to be 3 in September.
But for right now, she's how old?
She's 2.
And so her mother's already turning her against you. And the grandmother and the mother, that anger coming from them, there's nothing you can do about it because, number one, you're not married to the woman. And number two, it would be a waste of money and time. So what I do what you want, but what I recommend is that if you see your daughter 1 day a week or 2 days, make sure that you are an example of love. You be the light, and the light will take care of this situation for you. Eventually, it will work it out. But your daughter and your daughter will remember whenever she was with her father, she saw nothing but love. You were patient with her. Even if you have to correct her, you were still patient. You did that with love. So you got to trust truth and let truth work for your behalf, because otherwise the court's going to rip you off, take all your money, and then make you pay this woman and the baby and everything else. Why not just accept what is and work on yourself, put truth first, and let whatever happens happen?
Yeah, that's brilliant, because I've been staying with the silent prayer for like consistently for 4 months now.
Yes.
And like, I haven't gotten off it. God has taken away like drugs and everything else away from me. And so I've just been really patient with my daughter.
But recently
we went to court, and you know, the judge was like a high feminist. Of course it was a woman. And, she was just taking their side instead of mine. So I understood that.
Yeah.
And God like just starts to allow me to see these things that I've never seen before. So, yeah.
Right on. Yeah, in this world, men are hated because they are sons of God. They may be beta, but they're still sons of God, right? And the daughters of evil hate the sons of God. And so it's not going to be for you. So I would just continue to put seeking the truth first as you're doing. And then whatever time you have with your daughter, just be of the light and then see what happens. Don't be double-minded. Have a way to see.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Jesse.
Angry. Don't be angry at the mother or the grandmother or the courts, because they're evil. They're asleep and they know not what they do.
Yeah, I understand that for sure. I haven't been angry in like forever, like in a while. So like, I don't even have that in me anymore. It's been taken away. Like, I've lost jobs and stuff, and I don't feel that thing anymore. You know, that inside feeling that, you've lost everything. Yeah, I don't get that anymore.
I
really don't.
Overcoming the world.
Yeah. So, because they're going to remove CPS in a couple months, what should I just take it day by day? Because I have this feeling that they're going to try to take, like, you know how women are. The mothers try to take the child away from the parent or whatever.
Yeah.
Should I take that day by day or?
Yeah, I will always, in all things, have a wait and see. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, have all a wait and see. And then don't let the devil tell you, oh, God, you got to do this because they're going to do that. You got to do this. And this going to happen, so you need to do this or that. Don't be double-minded. Have a wait and see.
All right, Jesse. Thank you very much, sir.
I wish you well, man.
Thank you, man. I'll call again.
Okay, absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Bye. All right. Thank you. Okay. All right, bye.
Bye. Let me go to first-time caller out of South Dakota. Is Honey? Honey.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, honey. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. Beta.
I'll be a beta.
Beta. So I'm coming into my senior year, and I was wondering if I could debate you I have one important question.
Okay. So you graduated this year?
Yes, I'm about to graduate high school this year.
Right on.
Yes, sir. Good morning, too. Good morning.
Good morning.
I agree with most of your views, and I disagree with some, but I haven't been watching you for too long now, and I only watch you when I have the time. And I am Christian, and I am American first. That's the t- two most important. I'm my family, Christian, and American first. And I guess the question I have for you today is, do you think the term African-American or any term in that oversimplifies your identity and undermines American unity?
Anyone that's born in America and or they have become a citizen of America and they call themselves hyphenated African-American, whatever, they are stupid. They are insane.
Yes. Yes. And this is the point I've been trying to push on for so long now. And I actually just understood it. I actually fully just understood it this year in school and everything and going to work and everything. It's almost like people will say that I'm African-American, I'm this, I'm that. But it's almost like I just said earlier, I'm American first. Really, there's no America is really all I know.
That's
so
right.
So when I go to school or when I have to fill out a job application, I have to say I'm African American. It really feels that like, I don't know, there's groups.
Do you have to write down African American? Can't you just write down black?
No, in some applications, no, you can't do that.
And why not?
I don't know. I haven't asked.
So, like, let's say that you fill it out an application and it has African American, Mexican American.
It usually has African American, Hispanic, white, non-Hispanic.
So why can't you write underneath that black?
Oh, like you want me to write black?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So like I just told you, I just fully understand. I just fully started understanding this and grasping this year.
Yeah.
And this is what I understand this, but this is also what I want other people to understand too, that we're not African American.
That's right.
We're American.
Yep. 100% American.
Yes, it should be America first. You know, it shouldn't be these groups, this splitting. No, it should be America first.
Absolutely. You have an Amerifro, not an Afro.
Yes. Yes, and that's the agenda I'm trying to push on as a young.
I wish you well with that, man. And you, how old are you, 18 or 19?
Yes, 18.
Right on. Let me ask, because of time. You said you're a Christian?
Yes.
And how long have you been a Christian?
My whole life. Both my parents are Christian.
And how did you become a Christian?
I was born into it.
Meaning what?
Like going to church, reading the Bible, praying every day when I wake up, when I go to sleep.
So that's all you've known?
Yeah.
And so have you forgiven your mother?
Yes.
Oh, you told her?
I tell her thank you and thank you for her for everything she does every day. And I told her, I know I'm not the best son. I know I could do more.
Have you forgiven her for imposing her will on you?
Not that exactly.
Why not?
I don't really know what that really means.
Oh, yeah, you're 18. What good has it done you to be a Christian?
Well, really, going by my principles and morals, I really try to go by the Ten Commandments, helping my neighbors, doing good by my parents, being a good big brother for my siblings. I don't know. I really just try to live by the morals and principles. And I feel like that makes me happy. That makes me fulfilling those things, makes my days go by.
Can you hold on for a minute?
Yes, sir.
Let me take a break. 888-775-3773. The hate news is coming right now, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Serious mess going on in the world. I'll tell you a little bit more about the USAID drama. I told you about that food that they got to destroy. It's going bad. And they never should have made it in the first place. It was wasteful of them to do that. And Iraq, fire. 61 men and women and children dead in a massive fire in Iraq at like a shopping mall or something. Five-story shopping mall. Crazy. Whew. And there's drama here in America over flood risk research and mess like that. This is the end of Hour 2 of Bible Thumper Thursday. It's July 17th, 2025 AD, the third Thursday of the month, ladies, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Do join us. Join Jesse and your fellow ladies for the Women's Forum, rebuildingtheman.com/events. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats and perhaps some more great stories. But it is Hake News, not fake news. After the JLP show, you can catch the Hake Report and wish me a happy birthday. Thank you. I appreciate it. And then after Hake, American Anchor Baby, live Monday through Friday, right after these shows. Right after these shows. I say that because on Friday, it's The Fallen State right after Hake, and then American Anchor Baby. But normally, it's Anchor Baby right after Hake at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That is 1 Central, 2 Eastern. Figure it out if you're somewhere else. Commie Nonsense Network, U.S. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, claims the U.S. plans to destroy nearly 500 metric tons of taxpayer-funded emergency food. I didn't want to give the world food. That's what the State Department confirmed, though. The nutrient-dense biscuits sitting in a Dubai warehouse for months, supposed to help feed starving people around the world. These do-gooder mamas, huh? Funded by us, the men. The destruction of the critically needed food would not have happened prior to the Trump administration's destruction of U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID. That's what a former USAID official claimed. And 2 rations of biscuits per day are enough to stop people from dying, this person added, I guess. Now the food is about to expire and it must be destroyed. That will cost the American taxpayers another $100,000. This is the definition of waste, a former official stated falsely, of course. It's not the definition of waste, all right? It could be an example of waste, but the waste, as I said, was when they made it in the first place and sent it over there, these lame-o do-gooders, undercutting people's ability to take care of themselves. At least 61 men, women, and children perished in a massive fire in Iraq, that ripped through a 5-story shopping mall. Did you know they have shopping malls in Iraq? In eastern Iraq on Wednesday, according to a statement from Iraq's Ministry of Interior, the bodies of 14 people remain unidentified. Wow. Despite the severity of the situation, civil defense teams heroically managed. Oh, Lord, they're using the term hero as well. To rescue more than 45 people trapped inside the building with remarkable dedication and courage. Well, that's respectable, right? The Interior Ministry stated that the cause of the blaze not immediately known. Building housed a restaurant, large supermarket, been open. They had only been open for 7 days. What a mess. They just don't build stuff like they used to. The region's governor declared 3 days of mourning for the victims, and that's fair. Not that they asked me, right? Flood risk research. The Trump administration has paused work on a new database designed to help provide Americans with precise estimates of their risk of experiencing flash floods. What a mess, huh? The database would, for the first time, take climate change into account. Oh, Lord. Good. I'm glad they're stopping that mess. Engineers, businesses, public works, making the best informed decisions possible so they're not in a situation where we build something today and 20 years have to go back and retrofit it. So said Dan Walker, co-chair of the American Society of Civil Engineers NOAA Task Force. Whatever. Lots of penicillin has been recalled over, like, it's a syphilis thing. Whatever. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour. Excuse me. The third hour of the show today, you can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week is which is most important to you, how you treat others or how, no, sorry about that. Which is most important to you, how people treat you or how you treat them? How people treat you or how you treat them? Which is most important to you? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.com. And if you're running around, you can podcast all the shows, but you can be listening whatever you're doing, having breakfast, making breakfast, yelling at your husband, or yelling at your wife, or out trying to stop ICE from doing their job by delivering the illegal aliens back home, or you carry bass and you're going to give the illegal aliens free money, or you're Gavin Newsom and you're yelling at Donald Trump, the great white hope, because he's calling you nonsense, or Newsom, whatever he call you. You still can be listening to the show. You can podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk or bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. No, it's not. It's Thursday. My bag. It's Thursday. Tonight is the women's forum. Every third Thursday night, ladies, for ladies only. So not only is this the latest forum tonight, and not only is it White History Month, not only is it James Hate's birthday, it is, and not only is it White History Month, I said that, but it is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, God. Oh Lord!
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready? I don't feel your face. Are you ready? Are you
ready? Hallelujah! He's drunk as a bastard. Amazing. 888-7753. 773. Let me go quickly back to your first time caller. Honey, I was talking to Honey. Honey, so you're graduating, you're 18, you're graduating, right? Honey?
Yes. And yes, sir, can you hear me?
I can now. And you've been a Christian all of your life.
Yes, sir.
And you, what are you doing after high school?
After high school, I really don't know yet. I'm going to go to college, and yeah.
Okay. And have you forgiven your mother before you, now that you're about to leave home?
Yes. Did you say, haven't I forgiven her?
Have you done that? Because you say you're a Christian, right?
No. Yeah, no. Yeah, no.
And you've been a Christian all your life?
Yes.
And what good has it done you to be a Christian?
Living by your morals and principles.
I'm sorry?
I live by my morals and principles. That's important to me.
And where
the Ten
you,
Commandments.
And where you get those from?
The Ten Commandments.
Oh, you and so you live your morals and principles that you got from the Tenth Commandment?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Growing up, my father has always told me that doing those deeds is the most important in the world.
Oh, okay. And are you, do you have anger?
Do I have anger? At sometimes.
And how did you become angry?
I mean, when stuff doesn't work out, when it's not going your way.
And what's the purpose of getting angry when things don't go your way?
What's the perks?
The purpose.
What's the purpose of getting angry?
Yes.
I guess to wake up.
I'm sorry?
To wake yourself up.
How are you going to wake up if you get angry?
I mean, I guess that's why we have emotions. I mean, to feel something, to make your heart feel something.
And how will you wake up by getting,
you know,
angry?
Like, for instance, to me, angry isn't, I mean, there is different versions of angry, and angry doesn't mean something different to everyone in each of every one of us. But for me, a perfect example would be, let's say, class is working and I have to go to school the next day and I'm really tired and I have school at 8 in the morning. Well, I don't want to go to school, but I'm going to have to go to school. And I wake up really late. Things are not going to be going my way. But what I mean by being angry is I'm going to get up. I'm going to realize, oh, shoot, I'm going to have to go to school. And I guess that's going to put a feel in me like this isn't for nothing. This isn't for, instead of without being emotionless. I mean, you would just let that go by, I guess. I mean, I really don't know. Do I make sense?
No. How can you keep the Ten Commandments if you're angry?
I'm not. It's also important to know too that yes, my father had taught me that, raised me up on that, but also too that he also taught me that I'm not Jesus. I'm not perfect. I can't just put off a switch and put on a button of me stopping or being angry at me.
And why not?
I'm not Jesus. I'm not perfect. No.
Do you believe that you can live a life with no anger at all?
Little to none, yes.
Let me just, because of time, let me tell you this. You're about to go out into the world now and live your life, right? And
yes, sir.
I want to advise you, do what you want, that if you don't drop the anger by forgiving your mother for recreating her image, because that anger that you have is that of your mother, and you are becoming like her, and you're going to be emotional like her, you're going to think like her, you're going to act like her. But if you forgive her for imposing her will on you, recreating you in her image, being too motherly, whatever she did, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. And then you go, and God would take that anger away from you so that when you go out into the world, you're going to be able to deal with the world in a perfect way, with perfect peace.
I understand. See, I understand where you come from. And this is what I mean. I agree with some of you, and I disagree with some. It's like, okay. As a young man, don't you expect me to go out into the sea and go through trials and tribulations?
No.
So you think
I know you will, now that you already have anger, but you're not expected to do that. And Christ came so that you would to live that way.
As a young man growing up, you never had anger?
I did. And that's why I'm telling you that if you don't forgive your mother...
And this is what I mean. You're at a point... I'm sorry to cut you off, but you're at a point now in life where it's like, you can tell me, and you're going to say you don't understand, but you're at a point now where you can also, like, almost flip the table and it's like, oh, no, I can tell you, no, you don't have to, but since you already have this anger in your heart, and I told you, it's not really... All anger, there's different shades of anger. We all see anger. We all see sadness different. We all have different versions of anger, different versions of sadness.
Oh, okay. So because of time, you want to hold on to your anger? You don't want to let it go? Because you can...
No.
You have
No. Don't try to run with it. Don't try to run with that.
No, please. I have to because of time. But I'm asking, I don't want you to change it if you don't want to change it.
No, I don't want you to run with it. What I was saying is I don't think you're quite understanding me.
No, I understand you.
Yes, you understand me, but you don't get it. There's different versions of mad. There's different versions of sad. One person could have a straight face. They could be sad. We don't know. We don't know what it really means to them. I just told you, for example, what I just said, that angriness, that could have not been angriness explained to someone else. That would have been frustratedness. He's frustrated. He's this, that, the third. So I don't know why you're trying to run with this narrative like, oh, your mom is angry, you know. No, I had two good, loving parents. They're married. They never fought in front of me. We both go to church every Sunday. I don't have no anger in my heart. I'm down to earth, and I'm human enough to realize that not everything is perfect. For example,
we're right on
you right now.
Someone you love
could die.
888-77. You don't have to, don't argue about it. Stay with it, really. Stay with your anger. It's not up for debate, really. You're 18 and I don't know. Trying to tell you to watch out for us so you don't go down the same road. All of us, every human being is gone. But I got to run. I wish you well with that. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, you are on the air. Go ahead. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, Jesse.
Thank you.
Morning. I am calling to answer the biblical question.
Which is most important to you, how people treat you or how you treat them?
Well, at first I wanted to say how I treat them, but then I was pondering it yesterday, really thinking on it, and I changed my answer to how people treat me.
So which is most important to you? And why do you say how people treat you is most important to you?
Because I pretty much treat everybody already like I want to be treated. And it seems like I am with the world the way it is nowadays. Everyone wants step on each other to better themselves. And yeah, it's the way that they treat me a lot of times are out of selfish reasons. and
so it's important how people treat you, right? You're saying that?
So it's more, yeah, it's more important how people treat me now.
And why is that?
Because people are scandalous and they always take advantage of me. So I will. Yeah, that's my answer. It's me now.
I would always
say the other way around. And now that I'm working on myself and watching people, yeah. I've changed my thinking. And if we have time, I wanted to
I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thanks for responding to the biblical question. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm the one I called a long time ago. I know I've been listening to you for 5 years, but I called in a while ago and mentioned, like, the first time I ever heard God's voice. I was 6, maybe. It was right after my dad died. And my mom yelled at me, and I went out into the bushes of our apartments and hid into the bushes, and I said, "Dad, I hate it here. I don't belong here. I don't feel like I, like, fit in. I don't want to be here anymore." And I was crying. And I heard within me, it came from within me, and it says, he said, "Brandy, it won't always be this way. Go on with your day. She's not mad." And this peace came over me. And I went in, and the rest of the day was fine. That was the first time. I didn't even know that was God at all. I was so young.
Amazing.
And
was he black?
Yeah, isn't that neat? He was white. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't know what color he was. But what? It was funny because later on in the Bible, when I was like, I think it was 23 when I started really studying the Bible, it says that that God would answer the fatherless. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that totally happened to me when I was very little.
Amazing.
And I had no idea. And I called him Dad. I didn't call him God or anything. I was yelling out for my dad, and he answered.
And, how old were you then?
So I was about 6. Because I think my dad died when I was 5, so I was maybe 6.
Amazing.
And so a lot of those things happen, and that's what I was trying to explain. I'm just not very good at explaining it. When I was telling you that my mom was, like, screaming at me one time, and that I've noticed that I was watching that, you know how I think you talk about, and probably a lot, that God is, like, in the darkness of your darkest times, and when you're, like, being abused, he's really there. I was, reflecting and, like, doing the silent prayer. I'm starting to remember a lot of stuff. And I noticed that when I was 12, my mom was yelling at me again. And it was really bad. And within me, I instantly knew that the devil was attacking me. You know how you talk about the mom being the devil? I saw it. And that's what I'm trying to explain when I'm not calling up to complain about my mom. I'm noticing that I'm hearing God's voice during those times, and I'm trying to remember more. And that's what I was asking you, is how do you remember, like, those God moments? Like, I'm starting to remember them, but I can't trigger the memory enough. So it's not like I'm trying to remember the abuse. I'm trying to remember what God says during that abuse.
And why are you trying to remember that?
Because I feel like maybe he told me some stuff, like, that I should remember that I'm not remembering.
But if you don't try to remember, he will bring all things to your remembrance. You don't have to try to remember anything.
So maybe I'm trying too hard.
Yeah.
I just need to let it go.
Yes.
Okay.
And don't be a beta.
And I have so... I'm trying not to.
Don't be a beta.
But I have so many stories like that. Oh, that's what else I wanted to ask you. So if you wanted to write a book of your childhood, but you don't want to live in the past, how do you do that without remembering the past.
You can remember the past and not be of the past. You can use your mind in a logical way.
Okay. So I was thinking that the other day. Yeah, I have some really good stories like that. I want to, like, maybe write them down so I have my thoughts correct and maybe call back and tell you.
Absolutely.
Some of the stuff that I've heard God so many times as a kid.
Oh, Lord. One of these God here.
Oh.
Oh, Lord. Well, Brandy, I appreciate
it. It's more
that.
Like you say, it's like a knowing. It's not like he's super loud all the time. It's just all of a sudden you'll know
right on.
Something's going to happen. So, okay, I know we don't have time, but
yeah,
I'll call
because
back.
Of time. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, though. Don't stay with the silent prayer and watch those thoughts, all right?
I am.
Don't
I'm doing
try
my best.
To remember anything. You have the Spirit of the Father in you, and he will remember for you. He will remind you.
Yeah, you know, the silent prayer is really, really helpful. And I am, as I'm doing it, I'm remembering times that God has just so been there during the darkest time.
Absolutely. Oh, amazing.
So,
Thank you, Brandon.
I'll call back with more stories.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Okay, now.
Bye.
Bye. According to Paul, 888-7753-773 is Bible Thump on Thursday. Before I go back to the phone, according to Paul in 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exhausts itself against the knowledge of God, cast down every imagination and everything that pretend to be God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of God. That's so deep. Read it again, Anchor Baby.
It reads 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Amazing. And what I want to say to you all, in short, do what you want with this, all right? But what I want you to know, as long as you are in your thoughts, that's all you're going to ever get. That's all you're going to get. Thoughts produces thoughts. Thoughts produces thoughts. Spirit produces spirit. Thoughts produces thoughts. That's all you're going to get. You're going to always be going to thoughts. From one thought to another. Spirit produces spirit. So will you worship him in spirit? Or will you worship him in thoughts? Really, it's up to you. Will you cast down every imagination and worship him in spirit? Or will you hold on to imagination and produce thoughts? Because that's all you're going to get. That's why you go from one situation to the same situation to the same situation. It doesn't matter how many times you get married, it's the same situation. It doesn't matter how many times you change jobs, it's the same situation. Because that's all you're going to get from thoughts. Thoughts produces thoughts. Spirit produces spirit. So which one will you be? Of thoughts or of the spirit? Derek is a first-time caller out of San Jose, California. Derek, you're on the air.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Hey, Jesse, I just wanted to ask a quick question. I've watched some clips with you where you, like, confront people when they're, you know, involved with abortion or, you know, when they're deviant sexually and all that stuff. Have you ever, like, got pushback, like even physically from people like that? Because I'm so far,
I've never gotten physical pushback, but of course people disagree with me all the time.
Right, right.
But not, and so, thank God, no physical pushback.
Right, and so when you like go into those conversations, what's your mindset? I mean,
zero.
What do you mean zero?
I have no mindset. I have a way to see.
You have a way to see, and
see. Whenever I go into debates or giving talks or doing fellowships or doing this show, I have a wait and see because I don't know how things are going to go. And I would rather wait and see rather than have my own plan.
Ah, so you kind of live in the moment.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Amazing. Are you doing that?
Doing what?
Living in the moment.
Actually, not all the time, but I do it maybe half the time.
Why not all the time?
Because I have a lot of responsibilities and problems that come up. When they come up, then like at night, they're on my mind. You know, throughout the day, they're on my mind.
But if you live in it. If you live in the moment, those things would not be on your mind.
I know. And I've heard of, you know, living in the moment a lot. And I try to do it, and I've been able to do it half of the time. But unlike you, I can't do it 100%. And I don't know how to do it, you know?
So are you doing the silent prayer?
I've heard you talk about that. I'm not exactly sure what that is how to do.
Go to rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, silent prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer, and it will show you how to do it. Start doing it using that, and then practice during the day, and you'll find yourself living in the present. Have you forgiven your mother?
I've also heard you say that, and what does that mean?
You don't know what it means to forgive?
You mean like go up to her and just say, oh, I forgive you.
When you see that you are angry at her for what she's done to you, even now if she's trying to control you, when you can see that and you know, realize that, yes, she did do that, but you're wrong for resenting her, and go and forgive her for what she's tried to do, God will forgive you. And then you will have the power to live in the present moment, in the present at all times.
And why do you think she's trying to control me?
She can't help it.
She can't. You think women are just evil?
Yes. Until they start to overcome. And what they do is that they bring you down to their level so they can feel good about being wrong.
Ah, okay. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
If you want to be present, you got to start working on yourself, Derek. You got to practice. You got to, hey, mother, I'm sorry. Once you see it for yourself, not because I said it, but once you see that you do have this anger and that you're wrong for being angry, then God will forgive you when you forgive your mother and your father for not protecting you from her. And then do the silent prayer, and you will find yourself eventually being one with the truth all the time with the Father.
Now, talking about Father, my father was working 24/7. How is he supposed to come and also protect me against my mother? How is he supposed to do that?
Well, yeah, you're right, but that's how that's how your mother was able to get to you because your father worked all the time. But when he got home, he should have asked, Dirt, how was your day? Did your mother get on your nerves? How did she treat you? So that he could correct her in front with you there.
Oh, he definitely, you know, asked me how I'm doing. He did all that stuff. But,
did you tell on your mother?
No, I didn't know exactly what's going on. You're saying she was controlling. Every woman is controlling. So,
yeah. I wasn't, work on it. Let me know how it goes. I got to take a break. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and Stretch Off on Peel.net. Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. White History Moment for you folks, but look like I'm not going to have time to do the White History Moment. What the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. And then from 9 to 11, the Hake Report. And then at 11, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. He ain't afraid of no ghost. From 11 to 1. And then tonight at 7 p.m., it is the third Thursday of the month. Ladies, come on down. The Women's Forum tonight. Every third Thursday night. And you don't want to miss them. And last but not least, support us. We're doing a fundraiser. We need your support. Help us to help others without me asking. We need to raise up to $50,000. We'll let you know where we are with that, too. So whatever you can give, go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to make a donation. And if you want to mail it in, the address is right there on RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. You see the P.O. box there. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. All right? I want to go to Luke. And thank you in advance, folks. I want to go to Luke out of Arizona. Luke, you are on the air. Hey, Luke?
Yeah, can you hear me?
You are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Luke.
Nice. I wanted to touch on what I think was Jamel was saying about the Old Testament and how he couldn't understand why God punishes certain types of people.
Right.
Yeah. And so, you know, King Saul, you know, basically wiped those people out, except, you know, those couple of women. But I guess he's failing to understand that in the Old Testament, they didn't have a way back like we do today with Jesus,
right,
a path back to God. So they couldn't really understand. So a lot of those people were very evil, twisted, with no way back. And so the Jewish people, or the Hebrews, Israelites, they had the Ten Commandments, so they had a set of laws they could follow, and that's why they were God's chosen people. So it just shows, like, throughout time, that anytime you turn away from God, you suffer, and then you get destroyed as far as... turning away from God, And basically, these people were, there was no way back for them. So I just wanted to touch on that. And then I wanted to answer the biblical question as well.
What, let me ask before you go to that biblical question.
Sure.
Have you ever suffered?
I have, yes.
You have suffered. And we, and how do you know you have suffered?
Well, now that I've woken up, I know that it wasn't me that was suffering, but the false me. So in that time when I was suffering, it felt like it was me.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, I was listening to those thoughts and,
yeah,
you know, I felt bad for myself and yeah, you can get addicted to that.
Because, and the reason I ask, because there's no such thing as human suffering. We do not suffer.
Yes.
We have never suffered. And but most people think that they do. So that's why I ask. So the biblical question, which is most important to you, how people treat you or how you treat them?
I would say how I treat them, because now I'm in control of myself. And I know now that I can't control others and I shouldn't base what's important to me based on other people.
So it's more, most important to you is how you treat, you say how you treat them?
Correct, yes.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, Luke, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Perfect. Can't wait to hear it.
Amazing. Thank you. And for
all
responding
right,
to Jamil as well. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right.
Take care, Justin.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Ordine out of Colorado. Ordine, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Happy Human Race Month. How you doing?
No, it's White History Month. You got the wrong month.
Okay. So my answer to the biblical
month.
Question. Happy Human History Month.
No, not human.
I love it.
White history.
They're not human? Whites aren't human?
No, it's happy.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Adi. You may not have heard what I said, but it's White History Month, not human history.
Okay. You honor that. Well, good for you.
You know?
I was going to mention, I do Human Being Month. Okay?
Amazing. You want to respond to the biblical question you said?
Yeah.
Which is most important to you?
Okay.
How people treat you or how you treat them?
How I treat them.
And why is that most important to you?
Over the years, the two things that I've learned is karma's a V-I-C-C-A.
Come back to your phone.
I'm here at the phone.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's basically karma comes back to haunt you big time. And second, I follow the golden rule is what would Jesus do in this situation?
And how do
Bottom
you
line.
Know what Jesus would do in a situation?
By his teachings and what he stood up for.
But how would you know how he would do in a situation, though?
From reading excerpts from the Bible and my moral compass. And what I feel comfortable in doing, yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you, ID, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for responding.
Have a great day.
You too.
Happy Human Being Month.
Wrong month, but okay. Thank you.
No.
Thank you, ID. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chats.
Pastor Chatelet gifted a couple of Rumble rants earlier. Ari needs to ask the universe for a phone that isn't an Obama phone. LOL. What's up, Ari? He said, Ari.
Shout out to Ari.
Ari talking like a female said a truckload of words makes zero sense.
Well, I couldn't really hear him. That's the guy
That's
with
true.
The phone wasn't clear.
Yeah, he had the bad phone.
From Canada.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Well, amazing.
Walking Roscoe, also known as Richard in Germany, says, happy birthday, D. Birthday, Hake. God bless you, gentlemen of the Lord.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank
you. Happy birthday to Hake. For those who are just tuning in, today is Hake. Birthday. He was born in July. And July is White History Month. It doesn't get any better than that.
It was destined to be.
Evidently. Happy birthday, Hake.
Thank you. Depressed Toilet says, Jesse, my Bible-thumping older brother says when he's running late for work and he hits every green light, that's Jesus. Does Jesus control traffic lights for those in his favor?
I have no idea. I have no idea, but an interesting question. Thank you.
Jessica bought a coffee. Happy birthday, Hake. Did you guys see the this particular debate or podcast between these two figures? I believe Anchor Baby played a little bit of it on his show, talking about this appearance of Nick Fuentes on another show.
No, I did not see it.
I'm a fan of both, but Nick definitely proved the male dominant role in that interview, and the woman showed her evil.
I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
Goes to show, no matter how smart women think they are, a man will always put us in our place.
I rest my case. Amazing.
Thank you, Jessica. And Eric bought five coffees. Impossible for God to be unconscious. Thus, it's impossible for God to have anger.
Amazing. Thank you. Deep.
Five more coffees from Eric. If you use drugs or alcohol, you're blind. No one who can see would choose to be unconscious, he says.
Amazing. Thank you.
Marty, good morning, JLP and crew. Happy birthday, James. Present emoji and slice of cake emoji. Thank you.
Happy birthday. Amazing.
Jim in Alaska over on Punchy.
You guys remember him on his show, too. He's coming up in a minute, birthday boy. Yeah. Oh, amazing.
Birthday man.
That's right.
Jim in Alaska says, if you like smoked salmon, I'll send you some down there for your B-Day. Winky face emoji. Thank you.
You like smoked salmon?
I'm sure I do.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
It's like really good.
Do you eat it cold, like lox, on a bagel with cream cheese?
You can if you want.
Like the Jews? Anthony says, happy birthday, Hake, on Cash App. Thank you, sir.
Nice.
Celestial Lord, I think the reason why whites are shy or ashamed to celebrate White History Month, same reason why blacks fell for the lie of victimization. The whites fell into a false guilt, divide and conquer.
Thank you. It's amazing to see white people afraid to celebrate their own month in their own country, but everybody else has a month. They even have months for everything. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Cactus Eater Bear says, Judeo-Christian is hyphenated. I rest my case. You know how they say African-American, not hyphenated American.
Right.
Just American. Not hyphenated Christian, just Christian.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Cactus Eater Bear. Charlie hashtag White History Month on X replied to your question about it. When you're out and about, do you wish people happy White History Month?
Oh, yeah.
I say that in London, some black guy will think I'm racist. Next I'll know I'm in the hospital being treated for a knife wound, wondering if I'll make it out alive. Be careful, Charlie.
That's in London?
Yeah.
So black people are that mean in London, too?
Yeah.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Knife attacks.
All over the world.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah. Amazing. Be careful. Your life is not worth your life.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Amazing.
Nader on Cash App. Happy B-Day, Hake. Shout out to the chat.
Shout out to Hake, and thank you, Nader.
Taiwana, three coffees. I typically don't celebrate any of those color months, black, Spanish, etc., because it's all about ego. But in fun, happy White History Month to my white sisters and brothers. I love white people.
I love white people. Do you love white people? Thank you very much. Amazing.
Taiwana says, they replied, we want to perform God's works too. What should we do? Jesus told them, this is the only work God wants from you. Believe in the one he sent. John 6:28-29. Hashtag happy Bible Thumper Thursday.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Charles bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, one of my favorite Bible verses, Isaiah 48:22. There shall be no peace, says the Lord, unto the wicked. Bible Thumper Thursday.
And if you notice, not one angry person has peace. Not one person with resentment has peace, because that person or people are evil and they have no peace. You're never going to have peace. You're never going to be one with the Father, God, until you drop the anger. Oh, and anger and resentment are the same. And it's evil. And you can hang it up. You can read the Bible. You can lift a whole hair. You can cry. You can beg. You can whine. But until you drop the resentment, anger, whatever it is, you're never going to have peace. It's amazing. Thank you.
Also on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Eric 5. I thought there were monsters under my bed. I felt scared, crying. Turns out I was lying. It was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me.
Amazing.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, hey. That was amazing.
And shout out to...
On your birthday. What the...
Greenwall, Cactus Eater Bear, Elijah, Games for Rec, and the rest of the supporters on the D-Live crew. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. Thank you for your support. I want to go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you're on the air.
Right on. Amazing. Happy Blanco Gringo, Mace.
I'm sorry?
Happy Blanco Gringo Month.
What does that mean?
Blanco is white, I think, and Gringo is a white person.
Right on. Happy White History Month. I appreciate that, Brady.
Muy bien. Amazing. I was wondering about what you think about what the Israelis are doing in Syria now, and they burnt the oldest Christian church yesterday. Not a whole lot's happening to Bibi Netanyahu. I'm wondering, when do you think he's going to be arrested by the International Criminal Court?
Well, I'm not familiar with that. I've not heard anything like that. I have to check that out, so I can't respond.
Well, they're taking all over the Middle East again.
Right on.
And nobody's really stopping them. So I'm hoping somebody gets in the way, even if it's Donald Trump. We need to stop Bibi Netanyahu and the mass genocide of the Palestinians.
Do you trust the International Christian Court?
No, because it's a Roman court, but somebody's got to stop this man.
So you think that the International Christian Court should do that? Criminal court. My bad. The International Criminal Court. You think they should be the one?
Yes, because nobody stopped them up to this day. They're the ones that formed a 20-country team right now organizing in Colombia to arrest that man for what the crimes against humanity, what's been going on now for 2 years.
Amazing. Do you feel the same way about the whites are being genocide in Africa?
Yes. What happened? Nice. The Boer? Yes.
Love the Jews?
No, I don't.
You know, do you love God?
Yes, I love God.
How can you love God and not love the Jews? How is that possible?
The Jews have just taken over that world. I call them Ginos.
How is it possible for you to love God but not love the Jews?
The Jews are the ones that are hiding behind the false religion.
How is that possible for you to love God but not love the Jews?
Because of what they did to Jesus.
What did they do to Jesus?
They murdered him along with the Romans.
What do you mean they murdered him?
They crucified Jesus.
Jesus not crucified. Is Jesus dead?
Yes, he's risen, though, but he has
Jesus
died.
Is dead, you say?
He's risen, yes.
Is he dead?
He's alive in spirit.
Is Jesus dead?
He's not on this planet anymore.
Is he dead?
In technical words, yes.
Jesus is not dead.
Well, don't you think he died? He was crucified on the cross. He died.
Jesus is not dead. Jesus is alive. And he's not dead. So do you love the Jews knowing that?
The Jews don't believe that.
Do you love the Jews knowing now that Jesus is not dead?
No, because they don't consider the Jesus the Messiah. Why would I? Would I feel any bit emotion for that?
Which
group
is
of people?
Worse, you saying that you love God but hate Jews, or the Jews? Whatever you just said. How can you love God and hate the Jews?
Just like I don't have to like the devil.
What?
I don't have to like the synagogue.
How can you love God and hate the Jews?
That's just called, that's like apples and oranges. Do you like an apple or do you like an orange?
Because of time. How can you love God? Does God love the Jews?
Probably not.
You don't think, what God are you serving? Maybe you're talking about the God from below.
No, that's different. I'm talking about Yahweh.
No, you're talking about the God from below because you don't love the Jews. And you said God don't love the Jew. Hey, you think Jesus is dead. What the?
Well, what do you think Jesus did to them bankers in the old days?
Jesus is dead. And you don't love the Jew, and you don't even know God love all, and that's amazing. But thank you, man. You need to work on yourself. You're lost.
I don't know if I'm lost,
no,
but
you're 100% lost. If you don't love all, you love none, and Jesus is not dead. Thank you, buddy.
I hope I find my way.
Yeah, I do
amazing.
Too. Amazing. Thank you. David out of Chicago, Illinois. David, you're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Thank you so much for taking my call again.
Absolutely.
And I've said it before, but again, happy White History Month to you.
Happy White History Month. July is White History Month. Thank you.
Oh, it's amazing. It is amazing. That last caller seemed real confused. He probably thinks Jesus is God.
I can't believe that people are mad at other people. I do believe it because I understand how the mind works. But it's amazing that you have people mad at other people and they think Jesus is dead. Can you get any crazier than that? Jesus is not dead. What the?
Is not dead. Nothing is more true than Jesus is alive.
Absolutely.
And the Jews didn't kill Jesus. Jesus gave himself up as a sacrifice.
He was
nobody
sent
killed
him.
Plus, he's not dead.
Right. And Jesus didn't die anyway. The false self died so that we can all die from the false self. Jesus is very well alive. Jesus is not dead.
Amen. Amen. You know, for Bible Thumping Thursday, I wanted to thump on just a little bit here from the Old Testament, but I thought it was real good because it got me remembering silent prayer and perfect peace. It's Isaiah, it's chapter 32, it's verse 17 and 18, and it says, "And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwellings and in quiet resting places."
That's deep. And it's so amazing, David, how many, it's hard to find people to know that they can have peace right here on earth. They don't know that Christ came so that they may have peace. It's amazing to see that, man, and hear that.
It really is. But, Jesse, I'm so glad to see the Lord using you, working through you. God bless you, brother. And you have a great day.
Thank you, David. I appreciate that.
Take care.
Amazing. Dave, another David out of Texas. David, you are on the air. Hey, David, out of Texas. Oh, hold on. My bad.
Oh, Bart.
I can hear you now, David. Go ahead.
What's going on, man?
All is well.
All is well?
Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month to Jew JLP and all on the show.
Right on. Thank you, David.
Mr. Jesse, I'm going to answer your Bible question.
Which is most important to you? How people treat you? or how you treat them?
And the answer is in Matthew chapter 20, verse 31 to 46. It's how I treat others, how I treat them.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate it.
The answer is right there.
Right on. What an amazing way to end the show. Thank you for that, David. And I got to get some super chat right here.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Thank you guys for all the support. Let me just double check. I don't think that we have any new ones here.
Oh,
shout out to Persian Cucumber and the rest of the supporters on thepill.net and, of course, the supporters on the Rumble crew. You are appreciated.
Right on. Amazing. Thank you. I am so out of time. I wanted to get to some other callers there. I tried. But time would not permit. Listen, you can have perfect peace. Don't let anyone... If anyone telling you that you can't have perfect peace and that anger is good, that person is asleep. Don't listen to that. They're lost. Let them hang on to the belief that they can't have it, and don't be mad at them. They can't help it. But you can have peace, men and women. But you got to get to know yourself and forgive. No resentment, no anger is allowed into the kingdom. Anger is evil. Anyone that has anger, anyone that has resentment is evil. And it separates you from truth, from God, for the rest of your life. So go and forgive your mothers and your fathers and do the silent prayer at rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. The Hake Report is coming up now. And then after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. And then I'll see you tonight, ladies, at the Women's Forum at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Juan out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Pete out of Alaska. What the? And the call is dropped. I'm out of time. Have an amazing, happy White History Day. July just feels white. And thank you for your support. Donate to our fundraiser drive we have there, rebuildingtheman.com. And check out Punchy TV. Brand new episode from yesterday. Punchy TV, Punchy.tv, right? Punchy.tv, PUNCHIE.tv. Check it out. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Thank you, Jim.